This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is tax day today, which kind of goes without saying, but more to the point, it's Patriots Day in Massachusetts, the traditional day for the running of the Boston Marathon. As you've heard by now, there were two explosions near the finish line of the race this afternoon, right in downtown Boston. Kurt Nickisch from WBUR has been working on the story all day. Kurt, thanks for being here.
Of course.
This is among the highest profile events there are in Boston, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the Boston Marathon is held on what is maybe the most important state holiday, Patriots Day, the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord. And I tweeted this morning, it's the best day to be in Boston because it's such a big event here.
As such, I imagine a massive tourist attraction, huge crowds at the finish line there.
Yeah, fortunately, the explosions happened very late in the race. So normally, Boylston Street going down past where these two explosions happened is very dense with runners. This was hours after the winners actually went through, and the crowd of runners was thinning out pretty well. So it wasn't as densely packed with people as it might have been a few hours earlier.
For those who aren't familiar with Boston, tell us what Boylston Street is like. Small businesses, large department stores, what is it?
This is like a big shopping street coming right down into Copley Square. So there are boutique hotels. The Boston Public Library is right there, the oldest public library in the country. The Apple Store is just a few blocks down. I mean, it's a high rent, but also highly trafficked and just a big commercial street in Boston.
I imagine now for a couple of days anyway, it will be, if not shut down, then severely restricted.
For sure.
Yeah. You crossed the route, I understand, of the marathon to get back to the studio today.
Yeah, I did, and there were folks who were going in both directions. There were some people running and a few people still cheering them on, but other people walking back up Beacon Street before it jogs a few times and joins Boylston Street a little further down. And there were people walking back up the street, ears to their cell phones, tears to their eyes. So it was a kind of an odd scene because some runners were stopping. Buses were headed their way to help take runners back to where they needed to go.
As you keep tabs on things there at the station at WBUR, Kurt, what do you hear from the American Red Cross, first responders, and all of that about what they're asking people to do?
Well, they've been asking people to leave that area because there were reports of suspicious devices, and police were basically pleading with everybody to get out of the way. Of course, the gravity of the Boston Marathon is everybody running downhill into Boston to get down to that area. So they were sending buses into the area to take people away, but it's obviously not an easy scene to clear quickly.
Yeah. Kurt Nickisch at WBUR in Boston about the marathon bombings today. Kurt, thanks a lot.
Sure thing, Kai.